Yo, 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 what's up? It is your girl, Ruby Ju. What's up? I'm so glad you came and stopped by to listen to this episode. I appreciate you. Before you move further, please make sure you are following Ruby Ju Radio on Facebook and Instagram at Ruby Ju Radio. Go ahead and get into this episode. We was live. We was in color. We was in full effect. We have the good interviews, the juiciest celebrity gossip, the real life topics, and we're also here to inspire you to do great in life. Don't forget to check out Ruby Ju website at RubyJuLLC.org. That is Ruby Ju Variety Shop. Once again, that is RubyJuLLC.org. Ruby Ju Variety Shop is a shop where I sell a variety of items because I may just have what you need. Don't forget to grab your favorite cocktail and come chill with your girl. Also, don't forget to check out Mellow Sauce. Because guess what? Remember, they got the drip, but I got the motherfucking sauce. Mellow Sauce is a sweet and spicy sauce that goes on any and everything. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Facebook at MELLOWSSAUCE93. Again, that is MELLOWSSAUCE93, baby. Get your sauce today. Go ahead and order. Go ahead and get into this episode of Ruby Ju Radio. Get into my new single, Crush Thing. And baby, I will catch you later. Because remember, life is too short. So have fun some of the time. She is cool. She's laid back. She's not a party animal, but she cool as hell. So, Nikki, go ahead and introduce yourself. Let the people know where you from, who you are. Go ahead, girl.
So you know it's from the B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, sugar, Brooklyn all day, in the building, New York City. But now I'm up here in Poughkeepsie, New York, setting up to launch the Afro Living Library, baby. That is the library without borders, baby. And, you know, stay around in the interview and you'll know exactly what that means. Because Ruby Ju got me in the building and we're about to have some fun and try to, you know, chat about a few things. Right, Ju?
That's right. That's right, girl. So go ahead and tell us about your Afro Living Library. I got a chance to look at just a few items. I didn't really get a chance to like actually scroll through, but because I wanted you to tell us more about it. So tell us about your Afro Living Library. What made you start it? What inspires you? And, you know, just give us a good synopsis of what your business and what your Afro Living Library is about.
Well, first of all, we would need a whole series for all of those questions because it is a lot. It started when I was in the womb.
Okay.
But basically, the Afro Living Library came out of me calming my own anger as to what was happening around me. Once our history, African descended people's history, started being banned as something called critical race theory or something like that, I said, okay, we can't really leave that alone. I'm gonna have to figure out another way to get our history out there where it's not, you know, any kind, nobody can basically say you can't do that because this is a library and I want to tell our history. So that's where it really came from, is understanding that there's a history that is just not being told. And I wanted to tell it in a very interesting way. So one of our flagship programs is going to be called the Living History Theater. And someone like, a lot of people don't know Miss Gladys West. She actually invented the GPS. And she's still alive. She's like 90 years old. A lot of people don't know about her. So we're going to take her story, reenact it, bring it back to life, and let people know that we have so many historical icons, inventors, scientists, actors, everything under the sun. And they deserve to be, their stories deserve to be told. And not just told in the normal way, just, oh, through stories and telling you and looking at Wikipedia, but in a stylized way, something fun, something new, something interesting, something that people can touch. And that's why we call the program Humanizing History. So in a nutshell, that's what the Afro Living Library's heart and soul is. And of course, we're gonna do traditional library things like helping people print pieces of paper and stuff like that. And if you need, you know, a job or something, we'll supply you with links and, access to that. But really, the heart of it was to bring forth history that normally doesn't get talked about and doing it in a stylized way. So.
Okay. Yeah. So shout out to the Prima Bell. Shout out to Miss Gladys for creating GPS. You know, right. I think you would be really great on the app Clubhouse. They have a lot of different rooms and discussions about the stuff that you're actually doing. And I think you would be a great asset to Clubhouse. It's a lot of course, everywhere you go is going to be drama, whatever. It's a lot of drama on there, but it's also a lot of good things and good people on there that you can meet. You know, 21 Savage be on there, Tokyo Vanity from Love and Hip Hop and stuff, they be on there. It's a lot of celebrities and stuff that be on there. I'm going to say, I ain't going to say A-list, B-list. I'm going to say CDF list. Celebrities be on the app because they got time. You know, you A and B, baby, you won't have time.
Oh, but, my God, you're silly, yo.
But yes. You know, the CDEFGHIJKLMNOP list celebrities be on the Clubhouse, and you can make some connects. It's a lot of producers and writers, people that wrote for people like Neo and things of that nature that's on the app. You can connect with some people, and maybe you might find somebody you can connect with in your city that can blow this thing up way bigger, you know what I'm saying, than what it's going to be like far as filming and producing and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. So you might want to jump on Clubhouse, baby. That might be your route up out of here, okay?
Oh, no. So. Okay. I'm getting in there. I mean, I have Clubhouse on my phone, but yes. I barely even be in there.
Go
like,
ahead.
Mostly people invite me to their little things, and I watch, and I interact and things like that, but I didn't think about that. I didn't think about it at all, actually. But that's why we get together. That's why, you know, places like your show, we get to chat and you get ideas, you see?
Yes, 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 yes. I like the fact that you're bringing history because, you know, from what I've been reading, what I've been hearing, they're trying to erase our history out of the school system. And they're, instead of saying we were slaves, we were workers. We wasn't workers, we were slaves, baby. We worked for food in somewhere to fucking stay. First of all, baby, a nigga couldn't even read because you would beat the shit out of a nigga if he learned how to read. So what the fuck is, like, come on now. And then, you know, it's like, I appreciate and I applaud because I can't go that deep. If I go that deep, I'm going to be mad at a lot of white people and I'm going to become a fucking racist. And then I'm be trying to rage war on the white people.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not their fault. You know what I mean? And so I've had some crazy experiences with, you know, like I gotta post that video on my I've been holding the video for like a year and a half. I gotta post this video on my page on my Facebook, Ruby Jew Radio Facebook page and Ruby Jew Radio Instagram. It's this white lady, she's like a philosopher, and she breaks that shit down. She said every white person is racist. She said she don't give a damn where they came from, who they been around, who they been with, they grew up black people, they're racist, not because they were taught, but because of the origin. You understand what I'm saying? Because of how their parents talk about black people or how black people perceive in the media and in the world, you automatically form a thought. So the fact that we have a civil rights movement museum here, but I'm like, bitch, why the fuck do I got to pay to go in the goddamn museum?
Oh, see, nah.
Listen, we got to pay. I'm like, nigga, I'm from here. I'm from where this shit started at. So I got to pay to get into the motherfucking museum. If it wasn't for Martin Luther King, would none of this shit be possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know what?
It wouldn't be history at all. It would be exactly where it was. It would have been exactly what it was from before. It wouldn't have been history. And exactly. So at the end of the day, that is exactly the kind of things that we're trying to shed light on, because there are certain things that Black people just should not have to pay for, regardless of whatever that is. Like you were saying, you could be the descendant of the person who built that museum's building. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck I got to pay to go see some shit that my folk went through? That don't make sense to me. But at the end, anyway, I respect you. I applaud you. Thank applaud you. You for doing that. Cause baby, once I watch a little Roots or a little, and it's this show on Amazon Prime TV video, mm-hmm. whatever. It's called Underground. And baby, when I tell you, I want to jump through that motherfucking TV.
Wait.
I had to cut that shit out. I had to cut that shit out.
Well, right. Well, there's a thing called triggers, you know? I mean, there's a thing where if you watch something, it's so triggering that, you know, you just don't want to have to deal with it. Because really, the difference between, let's say, someone else watching a trigger movie from... There's other cultures that, let's just say, had problems. I'm not going to name any of them, blah, blah, blah. But there are other people that watch certain movies to, you know, remember their history and stuff. But for Black people, me personally, I feel we don't really have to watch those things because we're kind of still going through it in a certain kind of a way. So to watch these trigger movies and be like, oh, that was slavery and all that was 200 years ago, XYZ, we're still talking about civil rights and different things like that. Yeah. So it's a different kind of feel, you know what I'm saying?
It is a different type of feel. And I ain't mean to cut you off, but I don't want to lose my train of thought, because baby, I'm over here drinking it. Look, I'm over here drinking and thinking. I'll fuck around and go somewhere else. So look, so listen, and you know, I have a partial degree in business administration. It's partial, baby.
Here we go.
Anyway, So me having a partial degree in business administration, I have a partial bachelor's degree. So all we did was research. And so me going to school and did research for like 3 years, every paper we had to research, everything we do was research. I'm always in a research mode. And plus I'm nosy as a fuck. So I want to find out who know what. So
journalists always are, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we do what we do, guys. So don't pay no attention to that. Don't worry about that.
I've been nosy all my motherfucking life. So anyway, with me being like nosy, you know, me being, I'm gonna say, intrigued, I researched a lot of things, and I've been researching, and I've been on TikTok, and some of these TikTokers are very racist. They discriminatory. They discriminate against people. And it's this one video I came across of this guy. He has a podcast, and he was saying some shit like, you can't take Black people nowhere. Black people don't know the difference between inside and outside, and all these just racial slurs. Girl, he was going in, and girl, come to find out, he don't even bathe. He bathes every once. He bathes twice a month.
Someone, wait. Just
you take a bath twice a month. Give me a
minute. Nah, see, wait. Just hold. Just wait. Just give me a second. Lord, wait. What did that say? Holy Spirit activate.
Holy Spirit. See, look. But listen, though. So he's the white guy. And he's sitting around with a bunch of other white guys, and they're laughing and kikiing and heckling and jekylling. But bitch, what you sitting on? My brother made that couch that you sitting on. Word. Motherfucker, my sister made the mics that you speaking in. Bitch, my goddamn cousin made these cameras that you viewing in. So are you kicking, cackling, and heckling?
No, my God. That?
Like, see, I couldn't, you know, I would give him a real ghetto read. And so,
not good,
you know,
ghetto read.
What, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people's in the comments, you know, talking about how he don't bathe and just going in on him and being a racist and some of the white people was going on him. But what I want to say to some of you white people who only show sympathy because you feel bad of how another white person treat me, can it, bitch, because the shit ain't real. At the end of the day, I'm not a racist. I love all motherfucking people. I give you the same energy that you give me. That shit happened 400 years ago. I can't change that. And I can't change the way another motherfucker who's not of a black race treat me. But what I am going to do is demand my motherfucking respect. And when I see my sister, my brother being disrespected by a white counterpart or a counterpart of another race, then I'm going to say something. And so he was blasted about that. And, it was another guy who was of a white descent, and he attacked, I think this guy was like, he was a descendant of African American or whatever, and he attacked him. He was like a corporate, he was like, he had a major role at Taco Bell Corporation. They fired that motherfucker. All that drunk shit, all that shit you be doing, you think because you work for this company and when you leave work that what you say and do don't matter, you got fired. They just found another senator. I gotta get that story. She was saying racial slurs off the clock, baby. She got recorded and she's fired. Baby, you would not be a judge and none of that. She didn't want none of that shit.
But you see, this is the thing, because we have all of these things happening where we can't really voice ourselves because we get taken to be, you know, angry or this or the third or XYZ. But other people get to voice themselves and people rally around them. And that comes to another understanding of just how things are. Just like in a lot of our, like our books and stuff like that. Let's just, for example, your dog all of a sudden just starts talking. Well,
bitch, I'm gonna goddamn grab me a goddamn whole goddamn ball out of goddamn.
Wait a minute.
Nigga stuff, the dog started talking, baby. Ain't no way in hell. I'm talking,
But you do know that the folks just now, I think it was England, they just said that squid and other kinds of animals like that are sentient enough to not be quote unquote called an animal anymore. You can look that up. So they're actually. putting animals on the same playing field as human beings, kind of, in a way. And I know for sure that if that squid were to go and do something versus me or my you know, black husband or something, they would respect the squid more than they would respect my black husband.
That's what I'm talking about.
So really, at the end of the day, instead of me being angry about it and me, you know, trying to, you know, viva la resistance and all that, I said, instead, I'm going to go with the arts. I'm going to go with more easy, you know, more honey. I mean, you get more bees with honey, XYZ, and try to do it on an easy level.
Right.
Whereas no one can really say I'm an angry black woman. Nobody can say I'm this or say I'm that. I'm legitimately just stating facts, letting people know about their history, and that's it. And we're about to have fun. I'm not even angry anymore. Like, I'm not even angry about it no more because I have a plan, I have an idea, and we're about to have mad fun in 2022. You feel me?
So I'm gonna touch on that, and I'm gonna ask you one more thing, and then we gone, because you know what I'm saying, I can't be sitting here editing no goddamn skin now, but I know you gotta run, you know, so I'm not gonna hold you long. But look, so the first thing I want to say is about the angry black woman. Now, I feel like that stigmatism is put on black women because they don't want us to express ourselves. Now, Kanye West, he may be crazy. The motherfucker may be looming out his marbles. I don't care. I feel like Kanye West has, I don't feel like he's crazy. I feel like he's one of those people that has came into his truth and he's noticed some things about the truth. And because everybody is so used to doing normalized shit and they so brainwashed, they put him out the ringer. They call him crazy. But he said one thing in one of his songs: they make our head hate ourselves and love their wealth. So shorty's holler, where the ball is at when it all falls down. Okay. So at the end of the day, I think that angry black woman stigmatism was put on us because when it all falls down, when you unfold everything, at the end of the day, a black woman ain't angry. She just want her motherfucking respect, and she wants you to under what she's saying, and she wants you to give her props where her props is due. See, the fact that people don't, that other world don't respect a black woman, and they don't want us to because we're so powerful in our conversation and what we're saying, they don't want us to speak out and talk because we'll shut the whole world down. And you want something to be trending, put a black woman on and watch how it go from thousands to a billion. So that's why they put that stigmatism on. And then a lot of women are like, oh, I'm in corporate America, I can't talk like this, I can't say this, I can't do this. That's what they put on you so you won't express yourself. You want to express yourself. You won't be who you truly are. You are a queen.
Speak up.
They want motherfuckers like me not to get numb. That's why Facebook shadow banned me or Instagram. Oh. They don't want me to speak out. They don't want a black woman to have a voice on a podcast.
Shadow ban, my new Facebook profile is 48, y'all. F-O-E-I-G-H-T-S, okay? Because your girl's main Facebook page is finna be straight up canceled, deleted, like the whole thing.
Yeah, they'll do that. They sent me a warning because I posted some shit about the bird flu. Now, you got this Chinese man over here fucking a chicken. He going in on the chicken, and you talking about somebody coughed and we coughed that shit. Yeah, you damn right. After he got that cum off that motherfucking chicken, he coughed and gave it to the next motherfucker, and that motherfucker flew over here. So they blocked me for that. I was like, shut up, man, for like a year. And they got my account on warning, so I can't do shit. I'm on probation for the rest of my life.
I'm on probation for the rest of our lives. And you know what? I'm actually gonna have someone on my podcast. Planet of People Radio.
I gotta check that out.
But I actually have a scientist, a doctorate scientist, who's going into the AI. So just for example, if you, Ruby, go for the same job as, let's just say, someone of a different race, just to, you know, keep it all chill.
A cracker.
If you go up against a Ritz cracker, right? Let's just say, okay. And the AI, okay, for example, the businesses, okay, are not going in and looking at the resumes anymore. It's all automated now from the computer. So the AI is supposed to give them good candidates, but the AI is racist. Ruby,
let me let you in on a level four secret. Oh, something that my uncle swore at me 10 years ago.
Let him let you in on a little secret.
Baby, I never ever put that I am black on the application.
No.
Baby,
AI. No, listen.
I don't put black on nothing. Baby, racist.
Ruby, it don't matter. They will, what is it called? Coagulate? Where that you are a black person. They will go through your address. They will go through the college you went through. The girl told me that they'll even look at your hobbies, the things that you were doing in high school and middle school and all that other stuff to put in, you know, like basically this person is a white person. So they're they not even going just by you clicking whatever, because a lot of people got wise to that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't black at all.
Right. My mom actually named me Nicole Elizabeth because they wouldn't know what I was on a resume. Yep. But now nobody's looking at a resume. They put it through the computer and the computer checks your whole life. Because remember, all of these computers is all connected now. Everything, the whole mainframe, everything like that. So this lady right now, she's going in and showcasing that bias, because think about it. If I'm creating a computer app or whatever that's face recognition or that's reading all this stuff, it's going to basically go by what my parents look like. The app is going to look like just like a baby. It's going to look like the parents. And if all the parents is Caucasian or whatever, that's what they're going to say is the best looking one. That's just natural freaking the way it works. So actually we're gonna
that
have
shit ain't go. Goddamn natural. Let me tell you something about AI. Fuck a damn AI. Fuck a what that man said on that goddamn voice. Fuck a pussy.
Let me
stop playing. But listen, look, I know we gotta wrap this up. Look, but no, seriously I can say this. I'm actually not of African American descent. You really want to be technical, but I ain't gonna tell you who I am.
And oh my God. It's the one drop rule. It's one drop rule. You black, doggy.
Baby. Listen. Look. So, look, I'm just gonna get into this quick story, then we're gonna wrap this up. So, look.
All
right. Let me tell you, like I told you, my uncle taught me the game. Don't put black on your application, okay?
Right.
So, my first name is a white girl name.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I put an application that I was, you know, I wasn't Black, I wasn't Hispanic, I was too racist, da da da. So, and I put my white girl voice on. It's like, it was like, hi, this is such and such for girl. I was like, yes, my name is, yes. And I definitely would. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I'll be there at 11 a.m. It's 11 a.m., correct? Thank you so much. I actually went to the train and all that, right?
Totally different,
right? Valley girl voice.
Do it.
Baby, got to the interview. The man like to drop his motherfucking phone. No. He said, are you? I said, yes, sir, I am. Is there a problem? He said, the motherfucker said, I was in my motherfucking 20s. I was a fool in my motherfucking 20s, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Because I was applying to be for the bank, baby. I wanted to be a bank teller. Okay.
I had
experience, you know what I'm saying, with cashier and handling money. Because bank teller ain't never the cashier.
That's
all the only thing different. You ain't ringing up shit and you got to multitask and interact with the customer at the same time. That's all it is. And that's the same thing you do as a cashier. So, girl, went to the interview, had my resume laid up. They thought I didn't. You could tell they were racist, you know. He was so shocked. He brought another lady in. The senior branch manager in at the Wells. I'm gonna ring my bell, and I'm gonna go ahead and say to Wells Fargo, okay. And so I'm like, at the time I was working at Kroger, making $7.55, $8. And so this job was paying $11-$12 an hour.
No,
I'm like, okay, at the Wells Fargo down here in the Whitesville area where I live in Ohio Mill Road. So I'm gonna be that deli girl. Okay, I came in with my hair straight.
Of course.
You know, looking like a Black white girl. That's what I did.
Cold switched on.
Period. All the way. Yeah. So what did they say? Is you serious? That's delirious. All that.
Stop. Oh my God.
So look. He brought the lady in. They interviewed me. I aced that motherfucker. You know how I know I aced that motherfucker? Because they couldn't say shit. Every question they asked me, he had to lean back in his chair. He's looking like. And he said, so you're a college student? I said, yes, sir. I'm in school for my bachelor's. I said, the company that you're working for, I'll be running it one day. Or maybe that nigga was leaning back. That white man was leaning back in that goddamn chair. Well, he went. He was white. And then the other girl, she was like, you know them Indian Americans, they go to Georgia Tech. They Indian, but they look white, but they Indian. You know what I'm saying? Them little Pakistani-looking Indian white. Look, you know, she had a long, had a long nose, all that shit.
Oh, my God,
you know.
She's tough. Guys.
Anyway, so they got an interview. So they told me to go wait in the waiting room. Now I see a sister over there. She got her hair in her braid. She popping her gum. She talking. I'm like, well, how the fuck this bitch get the job? She must have got the job. She must have got the job before they became senior manager and vice president and shit like that. She had to. A sister had to hire her. Remember what she was clacking and popping her gum with the goddamn keys. Okay. I know I got the fucking job. Girl, it took them 5 minutes to deliberate. They come out to me, we got to deliberate. I said, sir, I know. He said, we have to deliberate.
We have to deliberate. I'm sure you do.
Basically, he said, basically deliberate. I said, sir, I don't need you to explain. I know what deliberate means. I'm not a dummy. Thank you.
Exactly.
So, girl, the motherfucker came out and told me I was overqualified for the job. I looked at everybody in that motherfucker and I said, hot damn. I cried like a motherfucking baby. I was so upset because I had traveled on the bus. It was raining. I had been needed for a job. But get what? Guess what? Now I'm in my 30s. God said no. That went for
God
you.
God said, baby. Amen. You
know you're overqualified because they got to pay you more than they advertise. You are a Black girl with brains.
Oh my God.
They got to pay you more than what they fucking advertise. They got to pay you 16 because you got a degree, you got MFN, you got an associate's, and bitch, you got two degrees, and you talking proper, and you came in, baby, you came in stepping. You didn't come in and back and white. You came in
You came in dry in the middle of a rainstorm, sugar. Came in dry as hell.
Guess what? And any motherfucking company that can appreciate the way you step in the color that you bring to that boring ass layout, then fuck.
Oh God.
Okay. So once I got myself together, and I realized I'm too good for that company. Kind of find out Wells Fargo had all kind of goddamn fraudulent activity going on, but
they're not the best bank to do. If anybody is listening to Ruby Jew's radio right now, you at Wells Fargo, please change banks. I'm so serious. I literally look it up. Look up Wells Fargo. I'm so serious.
They leaked the bitch information. Do you hear?
They everything. They
had to send a motherfucker a check.
Yeah.
When I get a little rich, I'm gonna tell my story about how I used to get down on the with the get down. We ain't gonna do that right now because I ain't got no money to get out of jail, so we not gonna talk about that right now. But anyway, it's been nice, it's been fun. Thank you so much for coming on here. And I wanted to ask you one more question. Now, I wanted to know, I don't know if you know Ari and Moneybag. This is just a celebrity guy. I got to do a celebrity gossip topic.
All right, do it.
Ari and Moneybag. Okay, so you know Ari. I don't know if you know Ari Fletcher, Moneybag, yo, aka DeMario White. Yes, bitch, I know your full name because you're supposed to be my man.
But hold anyway, on a second.
We're gonna I ain't calling you a bitch, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying. We're gonna resume. Okay, I know your baby mama full name. Know which when you bought the house and how you bought the truck. Wow. I know all of that. If I want to pull up on your ass, let me stop playing. So look.
Uh-huh.
But no, I'm a Moneybag, yo, fan. He's not, he ain't cute, but he ain't ugly, but I probably, I don't know if I would date him.
No, like,
you know, he got a little money. I might let him slide on it. Oh, wait.
No.
She went on a podcast, the White Girl podcast. You know the viral sound that say, well, you had to let up. You told
yeah,
me
you yeah, yeah.
Married.
Why are you being weird to me? Yeah.
So she, that's her name is White Girl. She got a podcast on this platform. No. Somebody picked her up and put her podcast on a platform because of that viral sound. Okay.
Of course.
So Ari went on there and she was talking and she was saying how she liked for a nigga to yak her up, put a gun to her head, and tell a bitch she ain't going no goddamn well and
his
dad and all that. Oh yes,
whoa.
Girl. Oh, but let's say them women were going in on her ass. And the bitch is so insensitive.
No.
Right? She's so insensitive. And if you don't know what insensitive means, bitch, look it up. You got a fucking dictionary and you got a whole computer walking around in your hand, baby. Don't look at ass and titties and dick on the internet. Look up some information.
Wait.
Okay, if you don't know what insensitive means, I'm sorry fucking for you. The bitch is so goddamn insensitive. She's incompetent. She's insensitive. I can use all kind of big words. She's ridiculous. fuck all that. Whatever. So, at the end of the day, this bitch is so insensitive. So she, her fans was like, look, you know what I'm saying? That domestic violence shit ain't been to play with. We've had cousins and sisters and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Die from that shit and you're glorifying that shit. Right. You thinking that you making that shit funny. A nigga putting a gun to your head because you say you're going to leave because he made a mistake and fucked up and you don't feel comfortable.
Right.
You and your kids, you're going to leave so he going to put a gun to your head?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But she basically... I think she's very misunderstood, but at the same time, I think she likes to be misunderstood because that keeps her trending.
Well, of course, that's the whole thing right now is to say shocking stuff and to get people to interact with you. Oh,
so
that's
look,
the way
so,
it is.
But you got to be trending because them damn deals you got, baby, you ain't, I ain't saying nothing.
She didn't hear it from me.
Baby, I got a whole tea on her. All her shit. She keeps talking about her ass real, baby. Listen, we got the lipstick added. Shout out to the lipstick added. We got the whole real deal on your ass. I don't even have to pull the receipts out because I got the receipts in the vault. I already know what's going on. Anyway,
don't do it.
So look, I'm a receipt queen, baby. My thing, when I do my commentary videos, if you ever watch one of my commentary videos on YouTube, I said, babe, I got to have all my receipts before I bring you the tea. That's a fact. So look. My question to you is, how do you feel about her glorifying domestic violence when so many women, so many of our fallen men die from domestic violence as well. Men and women in same-sex relationships and in heterosexual relationships have died from domestic violence. I remember when this one lady, she was a police officer. Central Station was like a big thing down here in Atlanta. It's on the south side. Right in the old Central Station. She was a lady cop, but she was a stud. You know, so she had a girlfriend. Yeah. And her and the girlfriend broke up. You know, I guess she started missing somebody new. The girlfriend broke into her house and blew her motherfucking brains
out. Nah, dog.
And she was an East Point police officer.
Damn.
Okay? That's domestic violence. That's so when you playing like that, I had a couple of people I went to high school with, somebody they went to school with during the pandemic, their boyfriend killed them because they wanted to leave.
Damn.
Brains out. Don't forget that the Facebook video that went viral with the girl was fucking with the married man. She fucked around and told the wife, went live and told the business, told this exposed everything. He came to her, 2 days later? I think it was 2 days later. He came knocking at her door with a shotgun and kicked her ass on live video and then killed himself while he was on the phone with his wife. So I know some things are meant to be talked about. I know some things are meant to be joked about. I know she probably didn't, but she never, one thing I don't like about her, one thing I don't like about Thomas the Train is that she don't motherfucking think before she fucking speak. And then when you get on her ass, she likes to be like, oh, well, it ain't my fault, y'all bitches, y'all bitches, y'all. Wow. Y'all want to say, I mean, she was going in a lot. She was so insistent to the fact that people have died. We were insistent.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are the reason. First of all, I want all you famous motherfuckers out there to know the people are the reason you make the money.
There we go. Exactly.
If it wasn't for the people, you wouldn't have shit. So who feeds you? How you biting that hand? You know what my granddaddy used to do to the dogs that bit his hand? He would kill them. Lord.
Here we go. Here we go.
So, like, why are you doing that? So, I just want to know. What's your take on her being so insensitive by making that joke? She kind of like made a joke about it, like, yeah, I want a nigga to do this. My nigga got to be motherfucking third. My nigga got to do this and third. My nigga got to put a gun in my head. That's how you know you love. That's how I know he definitely. No, that don't mean he love you. I don't want you to love me to death.
There's a situation that's going on now where the stuff that's supposed to be private is being used as bait. For debate, and then they want to get upset that they spilled their own business.
Yeah.
There are, if you're a grown person, I mean, there's BDSM, we're all adults here. There's, you know, you can get freaky, you want it, you know, all that stuff. But once, like you just said, once you make the joke, and we all know we're in 2022, it's hypersensitivity out here. Like, literally,
hyper,
it's
baby.
A joke, and people don't like it, they're gonna tell you about it. And your job, this is your career, this is your personal, like, business, this is where you get your dough from. It's your job to be sensitive to that, because they're telling you, this is not it. We don't think that's funny. We don't think. Now, had her clientele came and said, oh, that is funny, I like to get spanked or whatever. That would be different. There wouldn't be a backlash. She wouldn't have to be saying anything about it because it would have been accepted. But obviously, you misconstrued your audience base, and they not freaky like you are. And you know, well, you're supposed to say my bad, not start more drama and problems. So I will never say anything about someone with their freaky side or whatever, as long as it's two consenting adults and you don't go out and start bugging out and really kill somebody, duh. But at the end of the day, this is a business. That is your business. And you shouldn't be, first of all, in my personal opinion, I don't like it when all these people put all their dirty laundry out there in the first place. I want to hear you sing. I don't want to hear what you do in your bedroom. I don't ask my dentist what he do in his bedroom. I don't ask my chef what anything. The music and entertainment industry is the only industry where people be naturally telling you all their whole business and then be confused when people don't like it. Like, it's your personal business that you shouldn't have been saying that in the first place. So irregardless of whatever she said it, you should apologize, you know, for bringing up whatever traumatic situation from your audience. And maybe don't talk about your sexual stuff, you know, unless you're on, like, well, I guess, a freaky podcast or something. But I would leave it alone.
It wasn't sexual. It was more like she was basically saying she like an aggressive nigga.
All right, that's her business. But if someone says that, oh, well, that aggressiveness is causing more stuff, and on your platform, that's making it dangerous. Your business, now you have to say, I'm sorry. And then,
Sis said she don't give a fuck. She said, don't use that as an excuse to tell your story. Y'all bitches are all in the comments. Somebody feel sad for you, bitch. That's your business. But the thing about that is, you get ready to pack your shit and leave because y'all got into it, or you just ain't feeling you uncomfortable, and he fuck around, put a gun in your head. Bitch, where you going with that motherfucker? Okay, bitch, get your bad ass back off.
Right,
what did that gun accidentally go off then, bitch? We gonna be telling your motherfucking story. That's gonna be not his story, but her motherfucking story.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Listen, y'all are all consenting adults. Make sure you got your stuff together, because just like the people was taking pictures with those guns and they don't have gun safety, please get gun safety, y'all, for real. They accidentally shot the photographer because they wanted to play like they hard and all. Like, yo, be adults, for real. Like, this is enough. We have enough problems, okay? Be adults. Do what you got to do. Make sure to stay.
Send me that story. I need that story. Because one thing about me, I don't talk. I don't break the news. I talk about that shit. That shit could be 2 years old. I gotta put my commentary on. I gotta talk about it. Cause guess what? It's always somebody out here that didn't know about it. So that I'm right, that person right, that's exactly. gonna bring it to the light. Right. It been in the blogs. A million people have seen it, but you don't know about it. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Speaking on bringing stuff to light, please look up Miss Gladys West. She just got her book out yes. about her doing the GPS stuff.
Yes.
Our Black people made the traffic light. Our people made the security system mm-hmm. alarm. We made all of that stuff. Please come out and support them because they getting up there in age and nobody even knows about their legacy as far as what's popping off. So please go give them some love. Show us some love on Facebook. We don't have our IG yet, but it's the Afro Living Library. Please show us some love on TikTok at Real Recosplay. I know that name is like really difficult, but Drew put it up there and I'll put it on my posts and stuff like that. But yeah, thank you very much, Drew, for inviting me on.
You're welcome. But as I always say,
here we go.
It's been nice, it's been fun, but a bitch gotta run. I ain't got time for your ass.
We don't got it. We don't have time.
It's been nice. It's been fun, but a bitch gotta run. Life is too short. Have fun some of the time. Ain't shit all good when your ass is all broke. So keep some money in your pocket. The most expensive thing is a closed mind. So always keep your shit open. Okay. And remember this: tell the truth. Even when nobody is listening, because somebody hit your ass. And if you don't remember anything we said or did in this live recording, remember that we people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. Figure out what person you are. It has been fun. Please go ahead and tell the people once again where they can find you at. Nikki, I have enjoyed you, Miss Brooklyn. Please don't tell me you're a Cardi B fan, because I'm finna exit.
Cardi B, listen, sugar, I take in all art forms. Just because it takes a lot to stand out on stage and do whatever. I may not be a fan, but I'll dance on the little club or whatever when I get out there. Whatever.
I can respect
I'm real
it.
Chill, like, I'm real chill. What is it called? So, yeah, the Afro Living Library, please look us up on Facebook. We're about to do some really live stuff. This is our first interview. Thank you, Drew, for getting me out here. You know, I ain't been in an interview for mad long. So we got the Afro Living Library on Facebook. Then we got Real Recosplay. Recosplay, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff on TikTok. That's my personal one. And yeah, just, you know, hit me up on Facebook. Facebook, 4-8. That's going to be my name for the new year. 4-8, okay?
4-8. So spell it out for us, please.
F-O-E-I-G-H-T-S. 4-8.
Okay, not the 4, like, you know what I'm saying? Number 4.
Yeah, like number 4. Well, with the little twist on it.
Oh, you copping the South now. Okay.
You got to give some honor to them. You know what I mean?
Ring-a-ling-a-ling, baby. Ring-a-ling-a-ling, baby. Bring that bell, baby. Okay. But anyway, y'all, we are out of here. Thank you guys for listening. But don't forget to follow me, but don't unfollow me at Ruby Juice Radio. I'm on all your podcast platforms, soon to be on iHeartRadio. Baby, don't catch the train when it's already gone. Don't try to hop on the end because the train is moving. Are you feel me? So we want to thank Miss Nikki from Brooklyn for bringing us the history. Shout out to Miss GPS, Miss Gladys West with a GPS, because without GPS, a bitch would be real lost. Some homes are already lost without it. Anyway, at the end of the day, we love you. From Ruby Juice Radio to Nikki, we love you. We love the Real Living History. We love you guys at Afro Living, and we appreciate you bringing the history out for the Black people. Even though we laughed and we had a good time, this shit is serious. We must know our history in order to move forward in life. We must know where we come from. We must know what we stand for, and we must know what we about. Okay?
Amen.
So anyway, this is the end of the motherfucker interview. If you hear me smacking, I'm drinking on this red blend oak leaf wine. I'm about to need to sponsor this podcast with the wine. Who's gonna make me a wino? Okay, shout out to Tasha K. Shout out to Tasha K. She's the one. She's the original wino. But I'm trying to be, you know what I'm saying? I want somebody to sponsor this podcast. They goddamn, they have wine, and you know, I'm gonna look for different sponsors. Don't worry about it. We're gonna grow up. You
get that dollars, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Ring the bell.
So.
But anyway, we are out of here, girl. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. much.
Yes. Bye. Invite me back. Invite me back later.
I will. Bye, y'all.
All right, peace.
Waking up about my sleep. Check my phone to see if anybody called me. Decided to go through your Facebook page, checking on your status, cause I ain't seen you lately. Your sexy style and your unique physique got me in my feelings, yeah, got me so weak. Wanna hit your inbox, but I know I ain't ready. Wanna tell you how I feel, but I know. See you staring back at me. Damn, this my chance to shoot my shot.
If I don't, I might ever get another shot.
Been waiting on this chance that's right here in front of me. Should I let it pass me by? Should I take my chance?